Hello, and welcome to another newsletter from MarkupAndProfit.com. We are presenting a one-day online class this Friday, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's $149, and that includes a copy of the book, Markup and Profit Revisited. We'll also do a drawing for a free audiobook copy of Markup and Profit Revisited, which is now available on Google Play and will be released soon, we hope, on Audible. You can find this on our website at markupandprofit.com under Products and Classes and then Live Classes. You'll also find there our next one-hour online class, which is scheduled for next Thursday, May 21st. We've had a grand time with these classes. I present the topic for 10 to 20 minutes, and then we open it up for questions. It's only $10, and the recording is available afterwards. You can find these at the same place, markupandprofit.com, under Products and Classes, and then Live Classes. This week's newsletter is titled Estimating Labor. Our last newsletter triggered a note from a longtime reader and friend. I'll share it with you because he raised some valid points. He begins, Michael, thank you for another helpful newsletter today. Labor estimating is a struggle and your thoughts were helpful. I recall in your class that you said that guys will never work as efficiently as when I, the boss, am with them. I can verify that. You also say, put your tools away and run your business. For the last few years, I have put my tools away and am only on jobs now to check in regularly and occasionally to work with them. End quote. I'm going to stop here for just a minute. It's true that your crews work more efficiently when you're working with them. Even then, they probably won't work at your pace if you're the most experienced guy on the crew. That's why you shouldn't estimate labor based on how long it will take you to do the job. It needs to be on how long it will take your crew to do the job. I appreciate that this contractor is committed to building a stronger, more profitable company and has put his tools away so he can spend his time running his business instead of building jobs. When you put the tools away, you can keep your focus on running your business and keeping your jobs coming in the door. You can have more jobs running at the same time because you've developed either a crew of employees or subcontractors that you trust to get the jobs built. You don't have to be on the job because you trust them to get it done. Now let me return to his note for the rest of his comment. Your letter says to focus on better estimating and not assume that labor overages are a production issue. My question is it reasonable to give your crew leader some knowledge of your labor budget for a particular job or task? For example, on an estimate, I allowed 2 men 3 days to finish a tile floor. As always, thank you. End of quote. The answer to that is yes, you should involve someone from the production side of your company after you estimate the job and before you present a price to your client. Always get that second opinion to make sure you haven't missed or underestimated anything. Assuming that the person you asked to review your estimate has seen the job and knows what's needed, if they disagree with your estimate, you change your numbers to match theirs. They're the ones who will build the job. This eliminates finger pointing during the job. If labor runs over because they helped or approved the estimated time, it will also help you reduce your estimating errors. Estimating labor correctly is the most difficult part of the estimating process. That's why you also need to look at past jobs and calculate how close your estimated time was to the actual time spent on that job. The difference between the two is your error factor, and that error factor needs to be included in all future estimates. You do this by multiplying the total labor estimated for the job by your error factor. For example, Let's say for the last five jobs, the actual labor was on average 6% higher than your estimated labor. Your error factor then is 6%. On the next estimate you create, if you project 24 hours at $35 per hour fully burdened rate, that's $840. You add 6% to that, which is 840 times 1.06, and you use $890 as your labor factor. That's okay. Continue to track how closely the actual labor on completed jobs comes to your estimated labor and adjust your error factor accordingly. Over time, as you get more experience in estimating and in how your crews work, your error factor should decrease. Make the extra effort to get it right. And when your estimate is right, the jobs you sell can be more profitable. And being profitable is why you're in business. Thank you for watching, and may the profits be with you.